This is St. Louis Public Radio. Ferguson is holding its first mayoral election since a white police officer shot and killed Michael Brown in 2014. Whoever wins the April 4th election will face a tough task of restoring Ferguson's battered image. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on the challenge ahead.
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles is running for re-election against Councilwoman Ella Jones. The winner won't possess a lot of practical power since Ferguson's city manager runs day-to-day operations. Instead, Ferguson's next mayor will have to deal with a host of daunting challenges: a tight budget, frayed race relations, and an understaffed police department. But both Knowles and Jones agree that Ferguson's top elected leader will need to speak out for a city whose image on the national stage consists of tear gas and burning buildings.
People who've never been here, you know, laughed in our face when we said, you know, we're not this dangerous, place.
Ferguson needs to be rebranded. We have been branded as a notorious city and crime is out of control.
In some respects, Ferguson faces an image problem on two fronts. For many African Americans, Brown's death became a symbol for how police treat black people unequally and with disdain. That struck a chord for Ferguson residents like John Powell, a white school teacher who's joined many black activists in demanding change.
And we have to have a lot more conversion of heart in Ferguson, especially between what I would say is the old Ferguson mindset and the new Ferguson mindset. And so it's a work in progress. It's going to take years to accomplish, and whoever's mayor needs to be part of that change.
For other people, the visceral broadcast images of police clashing with protesters made Ferguson seem lawless and chaotic. In fact, Donald Trump stated during his presidential campaign that Ferguson was among the most dangerous cities in the world. Statistics show that assertion is false. Trump's claim also rings hollow for T.J. Henderson. He's a Florissant resident who sends his kids to a daycare in Ferguson.
Ferguson is a beautiful city, and it has its problems just like every other city, but no, it's not a dangerous city.
Knowles, who is the target of an unsuccessful recall push, says Ferguson's mayor must serve as a personal ambassador. He's pointed to how he's shown hundreds of visitors around his town.
It is an educational process that over the past 2 years I have championed it with college groups from around the country, church groups from around the country, international visitors.
Part of Knowles' Challenger's rebranding plan involves policy change. Jones has proposed, for instance, having veterans fix up and ultimately live in vacant properties. She also says Ferguson's mayor needs to be assertive, especially when dealing with protests that have flared up periodically in the years since Brown's death.
Every time a flashpoint happens, we don't have to call the governor. We could go out and talk to the people. The people want to be heard. Right now, the people are at a point that they don't trust the leadership.
One big variable in how Ferguson is perceived is the federal consent decree, which mandates major changes to how Ferguson's police department is trained and operates. Ferguson resident Mildred Kleins says if Ferguson's police department can forge solid relationships with black residents like herself, it would send a powerful message to the country.
I think if we do the work, you know, everything else will fall in place.
The winner of the Ferguson mayor's race will serve for the next 3 years. If Knowles wins a third term, he'll be barred from running again in 2020. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.